hundreds of thousands of young immigrants are watching the clock as lawmakers in Washington appear to be delaying a decision to extend DACA. That's the program that gives about 700,000 young immigrants who were brought to this country illegally as children permission to work and live in the United States. Democrats are threatening to shut down the government later tonight because DACA is not included in a short-term budget deal. A young woman from Chicago is joining us now. Her name is Rosalba. She came to this country from Mexico when she was just 3 years old. And we've agreed not to use her last name because her DACA protections have already expired. So that means she is now living in this country illegally. Rosalba, welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Look, you must be watching this showdown in Washington very closely. How are you feeling today?
It's a little bit nerve-wracking because they are going to see if they decide to either extend it or like approve and make a DREAM Act something permanent. So it is kind of I'm kind of hoping for good things to happen.
Well, look, you are in an interesting subgroup of people. About 100 people a day are losing their DACA protections. You lost yours back around September when the president said that he was ending the program and then you were unable to renew your status once it expired at that time. What does that mean for you? How has your life changed since you lost DACA?
That was something eye-opening. Because when I did get it, I did feel, I guess, a part of a community. I felt like I belonged here. And then for me to just get it taken away was kind of like, oh, wow. Like, okay, I guess that just shows that I'm, I guess, not part of the community as well as I thought.
So did you lose your job? You were working at a call center.
Yeah. Well, I actually decided to leave because I don't want to get into any legal problems with that.
So, I mean, what does that mean? You've just lost your job. You've lost your source of income. You're now living back in the shadows again. What is your life like now? I assume you feel like you must have to avoid being noticed.
Yeah, kind of. So now what it is, it's not everywhere they're kind of hiring for a cash job. So that is kind of complicated to find income. And a lot of the places use Ease Verify, which is what verifies that you're allowed to work here legally and everything. And that's basically a lot of the places here.
Cash jobs, meaning off of the books.
Yeah.
Last week, I'm sure, as you know, a federal court told the Trump administration that it had to resurrect the program, had to keep it going. Renewals for some people have started again. Do you think that's enough to help keep you in the country?
The renewals are for 2 years, so that could be a good temporary thing. But it is better to see if they can fix something that we can have something like permanently.
Wait, so after the court ruling, what did you do? Did you try to get a renewal going?
Yeah. I recently actually, about 2 or 3 days ago, I went to go ahead and renew, see if I was eligible. I'm working with a project right now that they said that it is possible. So I put in the application. Now we just kind of have to wait, see if it becomes permanent and see if I'm going to get it taken away in the next 2 years again or what.
Right. You know, Republicans and Democrats who are in Washington are both saying, we want to find a fix to this. We want a long-term solution that would let people like you stay here in this country. Do you have any optimism after what you've seen so far that that will happen?
I don't want to have this thought on like, this isn't going to pass. This isn't going to happen. I don't want to have any negative thoughts on that. So I'm just saying, I'm staying positive. I'm saying that it's a possibility that, yeah, it's going to get passed. There's going to be a permanent fix.
But if it doesn't, you are a prelude of what could happen for hundreds of thousands of people if they lose their status. I mean, you just said you're looking for a job that's cash only, that's off the books. I mean, what do you think happens if your story replicates itself 700,000 times over?
That actually can, the country actually can also lose money because out of those, so what it is with a DACA, when you do have to renew, you have to pay a $495 fee. So now that amount plus 800,000 people on that, they're losing a lot of money just with that alone.
Just with the fees, not to mention all of the taxes that people are paying, like that you were paying when you worked at the call center.
Yeah.
Look, this must feel a lot like whiplash to you because when you came here as a child, you knew what it was like to live here illegally. You knew what it was like to then work here legally after you got DACA protections. Mm-hmm. Now you're back to where you started from. That must be very jarring.
Yeah, that's crazy because I don't think I ever thought in my life that I'd be like, oh my God, I got something very important taken away from me. And I think at the time I also kind of took it for granted a little bit. because I was like, oh, I can do this. I can work here. I can work here. I can have a license. I can have a state ID. And now it's like I don't have any of that. My state ID also expires when my DACA expires. My driver's license as well. Everything expires. So you're kind of like lost everything.
Have you thought at all about going back to Mexico?
No, definitely that. That's not so much of an option for me, especially because everybody in my family is already here. So it would be kind of going back to a foreign country, especially since I came here since I was the age of 3. Hmm.
And that is the argument that many people in your situation make. They will not leave the country because they say this country is essentially their home, your home. That is a young woman named Rosalba. She is from Chicago. She was brought here illegally as a child when she was just 3 years old. She is now living in the country without authorization because her DACA status has expired. It expired around the time President Trump said he was ending the program. Rosalba, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.